Simon & Schuster Audio presents Happy and Sad and Everything True by Alex Thayer. Read by Caitlin Kelly.
Chapter 1. Worst Advice Ever. When my best friend, Juniper Green, was placed in a separate sixth grade classroom from me, my mom said, "How interesting." She said, "Look at what the world is giving you." She said, "This is a wonderful opportunity to make a new friend." She said, "You lucky girl." To be clear, this is not interesting, wonderful, or lucky. Which is why I'm sitting on a toilet in the sixth grade wing of Jefferson Middle, hiding. The bathroom is empty. The air smells like bleach mixed with a peanut butter sandwich. The beige tiles, which I like to count for something to do, gleam like wet noodles. The sink faucet in the far left corner doesn't turn off all the way. Dwip, dwip, dwip. My classmates from 6B are having snack and stretch. It's a ridiculous activity, which seems obvious, given the name. Still, I'm happy to list the reasons why. First, I mean, seriously, snack and stretch sounds like something toddlers do. Second, seeing how Juniper is in 6O and her snack and stretch happens an hour later, I've got no one to sit with. Third, it's way better to feel alone with yourself than alone in a crowd. I grab a Sharpie from my back pocket and write in small letters on the toilet paper dispenser, D-E-E. It's the 17th time I've done this, marking my one visit per day since the start of sixth grade. Then I go back to counting the wet noodle tiles. 134, 135... The bathroom door squeaks open, and voices flood the room. Pomegranate seeds. That's the smell. Sweet, sour, come on, trust me. The three voices cut one another off like bumper cars. I stay on the toilet, pull my feet off the floor, and clutch my legs to my chest. Did you know Harry Casey bites his nails? Like, he bites them so much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?